Chapter 9, Another View of the Bookwork.
Afterward, we were in camp meetings and in large meetings in the churches, where the ministers presented clearly the perils of the times in which we live and the great importance of making haste in the circulation of our literature. In response to these appeals, the brethren and sisters came forward and purchased many books. Some took a few, and some purchased large quantities. Most of the purchases paid for the books they took. A few arranged to pay afterward. Because books were being sold at low prices, some being especially reduced for the occasion, many were purchased, and some by persons not of our faith. They said, "It must be that these books contain a message for us. These people are willing to make sacrifices in order that we may have them, and we will secure them for ourselves and our friends." But this satisfaction was expressed by some of our own people. One said, "A stop must be put to this work, or our business will be spoiled." As one brother was carrying away an armful of books, a canvasser laid his hand upon his arm and said, "My brother, what are you doing with so many books?" Then I heard the voice of our counselor saying, "Forbid them not. This is a work that should be done. The end is near. Already much time has been lost when these books should have been in circulation. Sell them far and near. Scatter them like the leaves of autumn. This work is to continue without the forbiddings of anyone. Souls are perishing out of Christ. Let them be warned of his soon appearing in the clouds of heaven." Some of the workers continued to appear much cast down. One was weeping and said, "These are doing the publishing work an injustice by purchasing these books at so low a price. Besides, this work is depriving us of some of the revenue by which our work is sustained." The voice replied, "You are meeting with no loss. These workers who take the books at reduced prices could not obtain so ready sale for them, except it be at this so-called sacrifice. Many are now purchasing for their friends and for themselves who otherwise would not think of buying."